Here's your KLEM news for this Saturday morning. Rural Iowa has felt the brunt of the trade tariffs, with soybean prices falling at least $2 a bushel and pork prices down by nearly 30%. But does urban Iowa residents understand the significance of the trade wars as imposed by President Trump? Iowa's Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg spoke with KLEM News on Friday during an exclusive interview. Gregg says that he and Governor Reynolds understands the implications of the rural economy to the general state's economy.
Well, I can tell you, the governor and I understand. We're both products of rural Iowa. She grew up in the small town of St. Charles in south central Iowa. As your listeners probably know, I grew up in Haywarden, up in northwest Iowa. And, you know, so we understand how important the agricultural economy is to our entire economy. It affects our small town prosperity and the banks, and it affects the car dealerships. It affects all everything. Kind of circles back to agriculture one way or another. So we recognize how important that is.
The lieutenant governor says that Governor Reynolds has been telling several government officials within the Trump administration and Congress the importance of trade to the Iowa economy.
And I can tell you that Governor Reynolds has made very clear to the president, to the vice president, to members of the cabinet, how important trade is to our agricultural economy and therefore to our entire Iowa economy. And she never misses an opportunity to do that. When the president was in Iowa a few weeks ago, she actually hopped in the limousine with him and had a 15-minute conversation about what the trade situation is doing in the state of Iowa. The vice president was in Des Moines just a couple weeks ago, and I had the opportunity to greet him at the airport, and the governor had the opportunity to meet with him privately. And she took that opportunity once again to talk about the trade situation and how we need to get this resolved sooner rather than later.
Gregg says that the message about restoring agricultural trade was also mentioned to U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue during his visit to Iowa this week when he visited the Farm Progress Show at Boone.
Just yesterday, Secretary Sonny Perdue of the United States Department of Agriculture had a roundtable along with the governor and I and Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagg, and heard directly from Iowa farmers about what they're seeing, what they're feeling, what they think should happen going forward. And that message has been pretty consistent. Iowa farmers understand that China has been a bad actor, and they've been sticking it to us for a long time, and that something needs to be done.
According to Gregg, there is some good news coming from Washington with regards to trade agreements with our trading partners.
But on the flip side of that, we can't allow this to go on for a long time. We need to get to resolution sooner rather than later. And that's where, you know, some of that good news from the past few weeks has been encouraging. You know, you mentioned the handshake agreement with Mexico. You mentioned, Secretary Perdue, when he was in Iowa, mentioned the possibility of allowing for E15, 15% ethanol blends and higher being available for sale year-round. You know, taking some of those other issues off the table would sure inject some optimism into the markets, and I think it would help with the overall situation.
The lieutenant governor says that he and Governor Reynolds will continue to push the message for resolution of the trade wars and ask that the tariffs be dropped every chance they get to speak with anyone of the Trump administration. The Lamars Community Theater is announcing the audition dates for their next theater production to be held at the Lamars Postal Playhouse. See How They Run calls for 3 women and 6 men. The play is set in the idyllic village of Merton Cumedalwick, England, during the 1940s. It's World War II, and the village inhabitants are preparing themselves for the imminent threat of Nazi invasion. Meanwhile, resident spinster Miss Gillen becomes convinced that her beloved vicar's actress wife is having an affair and attempts to expose her. An escaped German prisoner of war, a handsome actor, the visiting Bishop of Lax, a rotund locum priest, and some meddling neighbors, and hilarious confusion and mayhem result. Auditions are set for September 17th and 18th, beginning at 7 p.m. at the Postal Playhouse, located at 105 First Street Northeast. The tentative opening date for production is scheduled for November 8th. A former secretary of Iowa Soil and Water Conservation Districts allegedly embezzled nearly $300,000 in cash and personal purchases over a 7-year period. A report released by State Auditor Mary Moisman says that Leslie Carey made hundreds of withdrawals and improper purchases, criticizing the districts for failing to implement safeguards after a similar scandal was uncovered in 2014. Carey was secretary for the Blackhawk County Soil and Water Conservation District and its counterpart in Bremer County. She was an employee of the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship until resigning last December. The report found that Carey withdrew $182,000 in cash from the Blackhawk District and spent $105,000 on debit and credit cards. She used public funds to buy items such as a new television and water heater, airline and concert tickets, groceries, and clothing. Carey improperly transferred $134,000 from the Bremer to prop up Blackhawk's budget. A listed number for Carey, who hasn't been charged, rang unanswered. Iowa authorities have confirmed that recorded phone calls citing the slaying of an Iowa college student are being used to promote white supremacist views, but there's apparently little that the officials can do. Lynn Hicks is a spokesman for the Iowa Attorney General's office and said on Friday that prosecutors have no authority because there's no apparent effort to deceive anyone for commercial purposes. He called it a tricky First Amendment issue. It's unclear how many of the robocalls have been made since they began on Tuesday, 2 days after Molly Tibbetts' funeral in Brooklyn, Iowa. They reference comments that her father made in defense of Hispanics when he addressed friends and family. A man officials suspected of being in this country illegally is charged with her slaying. The calls describe him as an invader from Mexico. The recordings say that the calls are paid for by the Road to Power, an Idaho-based neo-Nazi organization. Associated Press attempts to reach the organization were unsuccessful. And the Iowa Supreme Court has reversed a lower court ruling that had ordered the city of Des Moines to repay more than $90,000 in fines collected from traffic camera enforcement, but it resurrected several constitutional challenges to the city's use of the traffic camera. The High Court's ruling on Friday was one of three issued on the use of traffic cameras in the state. In the Des Moines case, a majority of justices ruled that the plaintiffs should be allowed to argue that the city's use of an automated speed radar camera on Interstate 235 violates the due process and equal protection rights of motorists. The ruling reverses a Polk County judge's decision last year and threw out those claims. The High Court also gave new life to a similar lawsuit in Cedar Rapids, saying that the city's law on collecting traffic camera fines doesn't conform to state law. That's a look at your news this morning here on KLAM.